You're listening to The BizCast on the C-Suite Network.
Welcome to The BizCast. You work hard in your business and you want to know what it takes to get to the next level. The BizCast is where we interview best-selling business authors, thought leaders, and C-suite executives to bring you an inside look at what it takes to succeed in business today. Whether you're the leader of a Fortune 100 company or your company is just taking off, what you're about to hear will help you take your business to the next level. I'm your host, Kevin Crane. Welcome to the show. It's my pleasure to welcome Peter Friedman to the program. Peter is a social media visionary with 30 years' experience in the space. He's the CEO of LiveWorld, a social content marketing company and a trusted partner to some of the world's largest brands. Prior to founding LiveWorld, Peter was vice president and general manager of Apple's Internet Services division, overseeing the creation and management of early online and social media services like AppleLink, AOL, and Salon. He's got a new book out called The CMO's Social Media Handbook, a step-by-step guide for leading marketing teams in the social media world. Peter Friedman, welcome to the show. Everyone is talking about social media these days and the potential power of social media marketing. For companies without a social strategy or team, how do they get started? What are some tips and tricks to get started with social media?
First step is to look at your business goals and say, which of these business goals do you want to affect with social media, including KPIs or what sort of ROI you want. The next thing you do, which could also be the first thing, is put in place a dedicated resource, at least one full-time person to start with. And if you can't do that, have a half a person, but you can't really make it a little part of somebody's mind. This is a really important program. To do it right, you have to have resources on it. So the first two things are really some dedicated resources and laying out your goals so that those dedicated resources know where to go.
How involved does the C-suite need to be with their social strategies and policies?
Well, I think they should be very involved. Generally, we like the CMO on behalf of the rest of the C-suite to champion it because it's very much about customer experience and voice of the customer and how all marketing affects the customer and the brand, but it will eventually pervade all parts of the company. So we want the CMO to be the executive champion on behalf of the rest of the C-suite and lead his teams. But the rest of the C-suite needs to be involved too, particularly the CEO, partly because social media will affect all aspects of the company, but also because for most large companies, well, really most companies, social media is going to involve some cultural change in the company. It's going to be about being closer to customers, being driven by customers, listening to customers. And everybody says they want to do that, but most companies don't do that. And it's also going to be about customer control and real-time marketing. It's not going to be about a big ad, an award for the ad, or a website page, an award for that. It's going to be about every day engaging with and listening to customers. And most companies aren't culturally set up for that. Most companies today are set up to talk about themselves and broadcast it out. So it gives you the opportunity to get close to the customer, but you really have to change the way the company behaves and reward people for that. And you do that by having the C-suite, and specifically the CEO, saying, this is a key strategy. This is what we care about. It's going to require change, but we're going to support the people who lead that change.
So it's about applying people, but also the thoughtfulness behind the strategy, and as you say, the somewhat of a cultural change. So depending on how busy your brand is, many people can then spend hours working on social media. How do you recommend they be effective and efficient?
First thing again is to lay out goals and then measures and a strategy. And that sounds obvious, but most people don't do that. They put up a Facebook page, they sort of build it and think people will come. So sometimes people put something up and they spend a lot of money, and then nothing happens to meet their goals of engagement or customer support, for example. They wonder why. Well, you didn't plan the program for that.
I'm speaking with Peter Friedman, author of the CMO's Social Media Handbook, a step-by-step guide for leading marketing teams in the social media world. It's time for a quick break, but when we get back, I'm going to ask Peter, is social media really that important? And if so, what steps should we take to design an effective social media strategy? So stay with us. I'm Kevin Crane. You're listening to The BizCast on C-Suite Radio, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. Deepen your success in the C-suite by attending an upcoming C-suite network conference. These one-of-a-kind events are 3 days of on-stage interviews, interactive conversations, and networking opportunities with fellow C-suite leaders. Don't miss out. A C-suite network conference is coming to a city near you. San Francisco, Boston, Chicago, and more. Check locations and request your invitation to attend today by visiting conference.c-suite.network.com. That's conference.c-suite.network.com.
You're listening to The BizCast on the C-Suite Network.
Welcome back. My guest today is Peter Friedman, author of the CMO's Social Media Handbook, a step-by-step guide for leading marketing teams in the social media world. And if you'd like to get a copy of Peter's book, you can find it at the C-Suite Book Club at c-suitebookclub.com. You'll find the CMO's Social Media Handbook, along with a great selection of great business books from our C-Suite Book Club authors. Books from thought leaders like Dov Barron, Stephen Haynes, Keith Pegues, and our guest today, Peter Friedman. So check it out. Go to c-suitebookclub.com. Peter, is social media important for every company? And what should a social media strategy entail for my business? What are some standard do's and don'ts?
It's extremely important for, I'll say, almost every company. And the reason is this is where your customers are going. They're increasingly spending more and more of their time. That's where their eyeballs are. But even more important, it's where their minds and their ears and their hearts are. Because studies have shown that people are more influenced by other people than anything else you can do. And they're interacting with those other people on social media. So if you're not showing up in social media, you're not showing up to your business game.
One of the biggest challenges is measuring a return on social media. How can I measure and understand the ROI of my social media strategy?
Well, that's a very good question, because we see often speakers and writers saying, well, don't try to do that. It's a fuzzy medium. It's too soft. And, at LiveWorld, where we do this for many brands, we think that's kind of a BS statement. Of course, you can have ROI. You should have ROI. It's a new media form. It's taking a while to develop. The measures are in progress, but you can definitely have different types of ROI. First, you can have social media metrics. How many likes and followers do you get? That's a metric you need, but it's not the important one. The important one is engagement. How much people are engaging with you, and there's different approaches to that. Then you have marketing metrics. Standard marketing metrics, reach, awareness, that type of thing. Then you can go beyond that to relationships. And there are studies that show how relationships develop, how they like you, how they recommend you, that type of thing. Then we can move on to learning. You learn a lot in social media because your customer conversation, what they actually say and think is right in front of you, that can really influence business decisions. So that's an extremely valuable ROI. And then you can look at sales. Now, if you're an e-commerce site of some type, you could actually link it straight through and keep track of how much sales you get from actual activity on your social pages. But in addition to that, of course, you get all kinds of sales in stores and other ways you can't directly track, but you can do the same type of tracking you do in other media forms, where you do A/B testing and control testing and measure awareness, intent to buy, and actual purchase before and after the social media and see what effect it had.
Let's say a crisis hits. There's a PR nightmare going on. What does a brand do on social media, or what shouldn't they do? When should companies respond online in terms of crisis, and how?
Well, the first thing to recognize is social media is so much more a pervasive medium than anything we've ever dealt with. Everyone will have problems and crises. So the first thing you want to do is, way ahead of it happening, you want to develop a plan. You want to lay out, how will I manage it? Who's going to be involved? What are the escalation paths? What does legal want us to say about X, Y, and Z? How do we rewrite what legal wants to say so it sounds good in social media? Second, it's very important to respond quickly. You have to be back on this crisis the same day. The next day or 2 days later is too late. The third thing is also ahead of time. You have to develop a cultural model for your social media presence that develops brand advocates and loyal customers in your social media space. Because during a social media crisis, you can't be your own champion. You can't be arguing for yourself. You have to embrace the crisis, diffuse it, and allow your brand defenders to emerge. Well, if you haven't put brand defenders in place ahead of time, they won't be there. So most of that is preparation ahead of time and being ready to react fast.
You have a great toolkit available in the back of your book. What's all included?
Oh, I love the toolkit. We have a lot of different things here that lay out to you how to look at different channels or platforms like Facebook or Instagram. What do they do for you? All a bunch of charts about the internet and specs, how to develop a content model, a checklist for the socialized brand. But the part I like the most is talking points, how to talk to your CEO, how to talk to your IT department. And one of the best ones is how to talk to a social media intern.
Peter, it's been great speaking with you today. We're almost out of time, but before we go, what was the best piece of advice you ever received, and how has it shaped who you are?
Well, you know, I worked for Steve Jobs directly at Apple in the first round, and I learned a lot of things from Steve, including attention to detail. But I think one of the best pieces of advice, things I learned from him, is when you hire people, you don't want to look at the resume. You kind of want them to fit the job, but you're looking for interesting people. And to hire people who are on the edge of greatness and push them over that edge. And what I took from that and extended, because I'm all about collaborative relationships and social media, is to hire multiple peoples on the edge of greatness and push them over that edge together.
That's Peter Friedman, author of The CMO's Social Media Handbook, a step-by-step guide for leading marketing teams in the social media world. Get his book at the C-Suite Book Club at c-suitebookclub.com. Peter, thanks a lot for being my guest today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
That'll do it for this episode of the BizCast. Join me next time when we continue to talk to business authors, thought leaders, and C-suite executives to bring you an inside look at what it takes to succeed in business today. Don't forget to visit the C-Suite Book Club at c-suitebookclub.com. Great books by great business authors, only the best at the C-Suite Book Club. And if you like what we do here at the BizCast, don't be shy. Give us a shout out on social media or leave a review on iTunes. Meanwhile, until next time, I'm your host, Kevin Crane, for the C-Suite Network. Thanks for listening. Brought to you by the C-Suite Network, c-suitenetwork.com.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.